morning we'd like to share with you from the Gospel according to St. John, out of the fourth chapter, verses 46 through 50, and supporting scripture coming from St. John, the second chapter, and I'll pick up at verse 11. The Bible reads in the fourth chapter of St. John, beginning at verse 46. So Jesus came again into Canaan of Galilee, where he made water into wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman said unto him, sir, come down here, my child die. Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. John 2 and 11. The beginning of miracles did Jesus in Canaan of Galilee, and manifest forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Based of our thinking coming from the 50th verse of St. John 4, Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. Mm-hmm. We are to use the thought of subject this morning. We'd like to speak from the thought. If we ask Jesus to do something, we have to believe. If we ask Jesus to do something, we have to believe. I am so glad that God is in the blessing business. And all we have to do is just trust and believe in him. And God will do what needs to be done in our lives this morning. We thank God for our choir this morning for lifting up the mighty name of Jesus. And God is such a wonderful God. We appreciate Brother Mitch this morning. We thank him for filling in for Brother Vardis. And it's always good to have a ram in the bush. None of us are going to be at our post at all times, for we always need to know that there is somebody that God will send to do the work that needs to be done. So we are just thankful to the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, for being our God and for blessing us to come. And after coming, we ought to give God some glory and some praise. God has blessed us and allowed us to go from winter to spring. So even though it's spring has been sort of jumpy up and down, we still know that that's just the way God works. It just happens like that sometimes. And so we cannot underestimate what and who God is, because he can do whatever he wants to do. No matter what we think about it, God is able to do all that he wants to do, and he is yet still in control. And we just come to share a little short message with you this morning. If we ask Jesus to do something, we have to believe. And I believe that there is not any of us, unless there are children in here, that have not asked God to do something in their lives. Sometimes it's major, sometimes it's minor. But whatever it is, when we ask God, we trust and believe that God will do just what we asked him to do. Are there any believers in the house this morning? We get excited about everything else. We ought to get a little more excited about Jesus. When you think about what God has done and what God is doing, then we ought to be excited about the fact that God has given us another day's journey. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to praise the Lord anyhow. For the Lord is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Somebody came to praise God. Somebody may have came out of form or fashion. Somebody may have came just because it's your day to be here. But even in coming, you ought to have a desire to give your God praise. When you claim God personally, then you can say the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. And as long as I trust in the shepherd, everything is going to be all right. Do I have a witness? Hallelujah to the name Jesus. God is able this morning, and we ought to trust him to do exactly what we need him to do. For there's nobody that can do what the Lord God has done, is doing, and going to do for each and every one of us. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Our God, with all of his mercy, has blessed us to come and to offer him praise and thanksgiving for another day's journey, another week's journey. And we should be more than happy to worship him, being that he has allowed us to see another day. For some, there was here yesterday, has been called home on today. Early this morning, the death train made a run. And I can't say how many stops it made, but I do believe that every day somebody dies, and every day another child is born into this world. So we need to be thankful for every day that the Lord God has given us. Well, I believe when David said, "This is the day that the Lord has made," we will rejoice and be glad in it. You ought to find something to be happy about just on today. Even though it's just midday, we still got something to be thankful for. Somebody woke up this morning and wanted to come and just was not able. That there are those of us that got to realize that we can't take our lives for granted. There are those that would like to have been here, but because of different reasons, they were not able to be here this morning. So let us get what we can while we can, and let the Spirit of the Almighty God have its way. How many of you know that even in times of trouble, God is worthy to be praised? In the midst of our sickness, God is worthy to be praised. But when things don't go our way, God is still worthy to be praised. But when we think about how good God is and where God has brought all of us from, because all of us got a yesterday. But I thank God that my yesterday is not going to rule who I am today. We got to learn how to let God be God and know that he is the one that we are trying to please in this day in life. We have so much to be thankful for. Just yesterday, I gathered here with family and friends to comfort a young mother that had lost a son that was stillborn, who did not have an opportunity to live his life. His appointment with death was before he was even born. So we got to be thankful that God has blessed us. Never underestimate the fact that every one of us that are in here now, we had another blessing that he didn't get to enjoy, but then he had a blessing that we haven't got to enjoy just yet, because he went straight from birth to paradise. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. See, we got to learn how to find some good in even in the bad. When we find that we got some bad news, let us turn that thing around and flip it and try to find some good in it. Don't always dwell on the negative part of it. Don't dwell on the he say, she say, but just let what God say be your ruler and your guide. I thank God, because we can't take for granted the life that God has given us. We consider the condition of this world. We should join our forces and pray collectively that despite the hate and injustice of the world, God will make things turn around for the better. And we as a people, we need to begin to love one another as Jesus has commanded us to. The world is getting so full of hatred that we got to be very careful of the enemy. See, the enemy is able to just sort of slide in, and if you're not careful, the enemy will steal your joy. But I come to tell the enemy, you a lie. I come to tell the enemy, get thee behind me, Satan. Is there anybody in here that the enemy ever messed with? Even in your trying to do the right thing, he still will sort of get in there and stir things up. Anybody get one thing worked out, and that before you know it, something else is already on your plate. But how many times did you take time out to say, Lord, I want to thank you for what you've already done. I want to thank you for the insight to know that I see the devil when he's at work. So I'm not going to ignore the devil and let God be God. The Bible declared that if we allow God to be God, if we be his people, he said, I will be your God. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Can nobody take your God from you? You got to know that you got God deep down on the inside. And you got to walk with him. You got to talk with him. You got to let him know that I'm his very own. And I don't know about you, but I'm just happy to be here. Yesterday, I just stumbled all through that service yesterday, but it is what it is. Sometimes you don't know how to handle some situations. And there's no word that can be said to comfort a mother that has lost her child. God has to take time to deal with her heart and with her mind and to let her know that everything is going to work out for her own good. It's not for us to judge. It's not for us to say why, because we don't know why. There are things that we don't have answers to. I don't care how close you are to the Lord, you don't have all of the answers. You got to understand that there's something that you just don't know. But I'm so glad that somebody, God will always send somebody in your midst. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Isn't it good to be loved this morning? Sometimes I ought to tell God, thank you. If you know something about the love of Jesus, you ought to be happy about that thing. Because don't nobody else love me. The Lord loves me. Don't nobody else take care of me. God is taking care of me. When I look over my life and see where the Lord God has brought me from, I can't help but tell the Lord God, thank you. Now, I know that if I was to go and open up one of those closets, some of my skeletons might fall out. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I'll just stack them up, throw them back in the closet, close the door, and say, God, help me along the way. Move forward, press on. Let your yesterday be yesterday, and let your bygone be bygone. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. There are things in life that we can't do anything about. But if we believe in the word of God and we let God be our leader and our guide, somehow things are going to work out for our good. Despite the circumstance, despite the ifs, the ands, and the buts, despite the doors that have been closed in your face, when we face, we must trust in the power of a loving God. God is still the creator and the ruler of this world. And it is in him that sits high on the throne. It is God that has all power in his hands. If we are true believers, then we know that there is nothing too hard for the Lord to do. Some of us have been backed up against the wall. But somehow, some way, God just whispered a little thought to our heart, that small, still voice, and reminded us it's going to be all right. Somehow, some way, it's going to be all right. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to hold on, and I'm going to hold out. Somebody in the house this morning is going through. But in the midst of going through, you got to know that God is right there with you. Sister Tommy Lee, you done switched over. I didn't know where you was this morning. Hallelujah. Getting ready to ask the others down the way, your mama. You know, you got some folk that you know that they're going to be here. And so we need to have more concern about one another. We need to know that God is there. We need to know that somebody cares. Somebody cares for you, and some people care about you and you don't even know it. Somebody got you on their mind. Somebody's praying for you. Somebody is hoping that God will bless you and keep you in his loving care. And you don't have no idea who it is, how many times they called on your name. I remember this son said, somebody prayed for me. Had me on their mind. I'm glad that somebody cares about somebody else. That there are those of us that are selfish. And it's all about us. As long as we're doing what we want to do, as long as we're getting what we want to get, then we are happy. But when the thing changes over, we got to learn how to be thankful for somebody else's blessings. God bless you, then God bless you. We shouldn't have jealousy amongst ourselves because of the blessings of God. For the same thing God did for you, he'll do it for me. But then we have to understand where much is given, much is required. So you got to be careful what you ask God for. When you ask God for some things, then you got to believe that God is able, willing, and will do just what you asked him to do. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. I'm almost finished already. Almost. But I won't be there before you very long for just a few minutes. I want to share with you this morning the importance of belief, which works hand in hand with our faith walk. Now, faith means having complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Strong belief in God based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. When we say that we got faith in God and we are walking by faith and not by sight, then we got to know that sometimes we cannot see with the human eye what God is doing, but in the spiritual realm, God is already working some things out. Now we come to this altar every Sunday morning asking the Lord for prayer, and we are led in prayer. But I encourage you that when you come to the altar, just don't depend on the minister or the deacon to pray. You need to be praying in your mind that I'm not praying for you, I'm praying with you. There's a difference when you pray with somebody, because you got a little more strength, you got a little more understanding, a little more confidence that God is going to do what you're asking him to do. Now, when we believe, that means to accept something as true, having trust in God to the point that we believe the impossible. Some of us don't realize that we serve a God that can work out the impossible things in our life. There's some things that you thought that might not ever happen, but God began to change those things. So when we reflect on all the supernatural thing that Jesus did while he journeyed here on the earth, as well as the thing that he does right now, for as believers, we know him to be a miracle worker, meaning that he can do the impossible. And there are those that got to understand that there's nothing that God cannot do. We got to believe in miracles. God works a miracle every day. When you look in the mirror, you're looking at a miracle. When you look at your church, and you're looking at a miracle. When you're looking at grandma or grandpa, you are looking at a miracle. When you hear people that are living 90 and 100 years old, you are looking at walking miracles. I remember a song that Brother David used to sing. I'm a living testimony as to what God can do. Don't never forget what God has done in your life. And if you know God, you know that if you just make one step toward him, somebody said that he'd make two towards you. But how many of you know that sometimes when you make that step and you get comfortable, God began to allow sometimes even the enemy to try to your faith. You got to believe that if you believe in God, you can't listen to the enemy. The enemy got negative spirit. The enemy always trying to mess up some things. The enemy always trying to get in there where it'll hurt you the worst. But how many of you know, as long as you look to the hills and know where your help comes from, that everything is going to be all right? You ever had an opportunity to share with your loved ones? And as believers, we got to believe that he is still a miracle worker. I know he is a miracle worker. I know that he's a keeper. I know that he is a deliverer. I know that he will help you across your troubled waters. Hallelujah. Anybody had troubled waters? I know that trouble don't last always. But when trouble comes, you got to learn how to deal with that trouble. Somebody said in the word of God, you got to resist the devil and he will flee from you. So don't worry about him trying you, because he's just doing his job. He's every day he's going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour or destroy. And he want to devour your joy. He want to take away your peace of mind. He want to make you think that all your running has been in vain. But I beg to differ this morning. I believe that when the Lord God got something for you, whatever God has for you is for you. And I heard somebody say that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper if you know exactly who God is. Now we're going to talk about these two miracles right quick. And then we're going to get a benediction and go home. First miracle. The Bible declares. The third day, there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and the disciples to that marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto them, they have no wine. Now, I'm going to say this quick and I'm going to let it alone. But we got so many folk that's so holy that you better not pull out a glass of wine. They swear you on your way to hell. But if Jesus turned water into wine for the festivities of the people to have a good time, we're talking about a marriage ceremony. We're talking about a day of celebration. And think about the host. You know, it is a sad thing to invite somebody to your function and you don't have enough food. If you're drinkers, and you don't have enough wine, well, Jesus is not going to come back and redo what he's already done. So if you're broke or the store is closed, when you run out, you run out. Sometimes with some folk, you have to lounge them out. You know what that means? You can't have that free will bar. They drink everything you got. It's embarrassing to have a function and not have enough of what you need for your guests. But here we are. This bridegroom has got all these people together. And Jesus and his mother and the disciples are there at this ceremony. And his mother says unto the servant, whatever he asks you to do, you do it. We got to learn to do what the Lord God said. Stop worrying about what they say and do what God says. Jesus even said to his own mother, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. You see, Jesus wasn't one that wanted to be pushed out in front. He just wanted to sort of take a backside look at it and just sort of do things in a mysterious way, to do things in a secret way. That's why sometimes we know that somebody said the Lord works in a mysterious way. What God does for you, everybody don't have to know it. Sometimes you better watch your testimony, because somebody listen to that testimony and they'll pick your testimony apart, because they remember your yesterday. But yesterday, even though I was a sinner, Christ still died for all of us. So every one of us got something to be thankful for. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And sometimes we get so holy and sanctified, we forget where we come from. Just because you shout, that don't make you better than that one that don't shout. Because I got a loud mouth, that don't make my word no better than these words. You use what you got, you do what God tell you to do, and be happy that God allows you to do whatever it is that you do, especially when you're doing it for the cause of kingdom building. So now, here we're looking at this thing. Jesus has said that his hour is not yet come. So he basically saying, it's not my time right now to be known as the Messiah, to be known as Jesus the Christ. There's a mark here that says, it's paraphrased in this way: madam, that concerns you and not me. My hour is not yet come. Isn't that a funny way to address your mama? Oh, Jesus had a good mama. Even though he was Jesus, I could see Mace jaking him down, letting him know, you don't call me madam. You don't say, woman, what I want. You do what I tell you to do. Uh-huh. Any of us got them kind of mamas? Yeah. Whatever they said, that's what you did. Amen. No feedback. No frowns on the face. No grunting, no mourning, no nothing. You better look like you glad she asked you to do something. I chaps get everything and don't want to do nothing. Too sorry to throw their trash in the trash can. And they get worse because we allow it. Love got to change. And understand that there comes a time that you can chastise and make that child understand that this is for your own good. Yeah. We thought they were crazy when they said, I'm doing it for your own good. But after we become of age, have some situations in our life for ourselves and realize that everything just don't come easy. We understand now what they were talking about. We understand now what it means to respect one another. We understand that if we respect one another, then God will respect us. So now, what did God tell them to do? The Bible declared that there were 6 water pots of stone, after manner of purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled it all the way up to the brim. Bowed the clouds, and he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. In other words, go and give this wine to this high authority, the governor. You know, when you run out of something and you got somebody that you feel that is very special in the crowd, you want to make sure that they get some. Don't nobody else get none. Then you didn't get none of that, but you can get some of this. But now, look here what happens. As they got the water, the ruler of the feast tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was. But the servants who drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom, said unto him, every man at the beginning do set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then they that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine unto now. Clarification. When the party first started, I'm going to give you some good wine. But now, what the Lord God is letting us know, that first of all, they thought that they were getting the good wine, but they were getting the cheap wine. This is the way they looked at it. They said, now that you got some more wine, this wine tastes better than the other wine. Why? Because anything God puts his hand in is better than what it was. Anybody that God touches is better than what you are. Am I talking to anybody in here? See, this was the beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifest forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. You see, the disciples themselves had to realize and see the power of what God can do. Don't ever think that it's all about you. But realize that there is somebody this morning that trusts the power of a loving God. Now, the first miracle, he made water into wine. The Bible declared that Jesus came into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water into wine, that there was a certain nobleman there whose son was sick at Capernaum. When your child gets sick, you got to call on somebody. Believers call on Jesus before they call on the doctor. And I'm glad that I can call on the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm glad that I know a God that is a healer. I'm glad that I got a God that is able to do what needs to be done. But when he heard that Jesus would come out of Judea and out of Galilee, he went unto him. And he said, and he besought him, he began to ask him, would you come down here and heal my son? My son is almost at the point of death. But then Jesus said unto him, sometimes people got to see the signs and the wonders. Or yes, they will not believe. But I believe that my God is a mighty good God. I believe in anything I ask the Lord. The Lord is able this morning to do what I ask him to do. The nobleman said, come unto me, sir, for my child is about to die. But Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. You see, if you ask the Lord for something, you got to believe that God will do what you ask him to do. And I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that God did not only work those miracles, but he's still working miracles right now. I'm so glad that I know that God will. All you got to do is have a mind to ask the Lord. I asked the Lord and he heard my humble cry. I asked the Lord and he came to see about me. Is there anybody in the house that had bent down on bended knee and said, Lord, I need you to do this, that, or the other? And you turn around and God did just what you asked him to do. I stopped by to tell the naysayers and the doubters that anything that God has for you, all you got to do is trust in the power of God. Ask God for what you want. The Bible declares you have not because you ask not. But I'm going to ask the Lord this morning. Lord, I need a little more grace. Lord, I need a little more patience. I need a little more understanding. Lord, I need you to heal this old body of mine. Lord, I know that everything is going to be all right. But when I ask God to do something, I got to believe that God is going to do it. So if there are any believers in the house,
that know that whatever I ask the Lord to do, God is going to do just what I need him to do. Something may be hard, something may get heavy, but I know the Lord will be right there by your side. I'm so glad this morning that I serve a mighty God. I'm so glad this morning that God got his ears wide open. And when I ask the Lord to do something, I don't have no other sense than to believe that God's going to do what I ask him to do. So I'm talking to every believer in the house. If you got something laid on the altar, he may not come when you want him. May not come when you want him, but he's right on time. I'm so glad that God is on our side. Well, what God has for you, it is for you this morning. If you ask Jesus to do something, then you got to believe that it's already done. Sometimes that's why they say don't wait until the battle is over. You can shout right now. Go ask the Lord to do something, and the Lord is doing just what I asked him to do. Sometimes it comes in small portions, but in the end, victory shall be yours. So said the Lord thy God.